Mentors can be extremely valuable to a business person. Getting a chance to talk to and learn from someone who has already done it and done it well can be gold. There are more men available to be mentors than women. Should a woman look for a male mentor? Should a man look for a woman mentor? Let's ask Kathy. As business people, we're always trying to improve. One way that many people have used is finding a mentor. A mentor will let them emulate someone successful in their field or career, or someone that has characteristics that they admire or would like to have themselves. What's your opinion on mentors in the business world?
I believe you absolutely have to have mentors as you're going through your career. I think you need a handful of people that you can look to fashion yourself, to fashion your responses, to look to for guidance when you're troubled by, as we were commenting earlier, perhaps unethical behavior, or how do I deal with challenging business issues. Those people are invaluable who have already succeeded and have the wisdom and seasoned judgment of years of experience under their belt. I think to not have a mentor is a very, very lonely path. I can say to you that in my early days of my career, where there were next to no women in the leadership roles of law firms and businesses, it was extremely lonely. There were no women to model and fashion yourself after. That's changed, thankfully. But the men that I did look up to, and those that helped me and took me under their wing and taught me, you know, good behavior and good strong business skills, I'm eternally grateful for. So I'm a big believer in the mentoring process.
Is it important for a man to go for a male mentor and a woman to pursue a female mentor?
I think it's actually less important for the male to have a male role model than the woman to have a female role model. Why do I say that? Women have, as our societal rules have dictated them, several things to juggle and multitask. Ultimately, whether we like it or not, they are the ones that deal with childcare. They are the ones that deal with the home, the refrigerator, the laundry, all the household tasks, and then deal with their work environment. And you have to, as a young professional woman, model yourself after a woman that has tackled all of these competing demands and been able to perform. It's the only way to really see your way through the guilt, the quagmire, the demands that seem, you know, untenable. And I think that role modeling is absolutely mandatory. On the male side, I would say that actually a male business, young business person or young professional could learn a lot from watching a successful woman. Just, you know, all that the woman has to, again, multitask through, it's a good challenging perspective. Obviously, a male will learn a fair amount from a male who's similarly situated and has gone up the ladder through the various political streams of a business. So not to lessen the importance of that, but I do think that a role model is much more important for a female.
You've been listening to Ask Kathy. Business and leadership advice from Kathy Horton Panzeca. Come back for more soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.